Now, thank you for the paraphrasing or compliment of an idea that we've just both agreed is so important. How would you, I mean, I have my thoughts, and so I'm asking you this as a slightly rhetorical question or to validate my own thinking. But I wonder if the role of that frontline account manager, salesperson, is changing as much as we both agree it is, and the need to be a problem solver, a value-added expert in the client's business. How much time, energy, effort, or how, particularly in view of what we've just talked about, the fact that perhaps I, as a sales rep, don't get the training, don't get the mentoring, how am I going to self-develop? I mean, I know you're a reader, and I too am a
Yeah, I'm
reader.
a
I
reader.
remember when I first started sales reading, I mean, there were so few books: How to Win Friends and Influence People, Frank Betcher's book, How I Raised Myself Up. I mean, that was about it, and the Bible, and that was my reading. Obviously, today there's a plethora.
For me, it was Hank Tressler.
There we go.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah, yeah. No bull selling and no bull sales management,
I
two of the
mean,
best books
we're
ever.
too much reminiscent.
Yeah.
How can today's viewers of what we're doing here, and as we teach and share and act as mentors and coaches, what are some of the tools that you think people should be doing to make sure that they're truly the pro? How do they become better? How do they upgrade their skills? How much time should they spend on it? Have you got any thoughts on that?
That is really, really a good question. If I had to formulate some answers, and again, I'm just going to feedback, I think, some of the things that you've told me, but but in reality, I think that the most fundamental thing to recognize is your mission is to help.
Yes.
And then what you're doing is you're starting to think about what can I do that is going to be helpful.
Right.
And so I would say that in the context of what we've been talking about, the first thing is you do need to study the customer. You need to
Yes.
do
Yes,
spend more time
yes.
understanding what the customer is doing and what his priorities are.
Right.
And then you have to start thinking about how he can be better. And sometimes you can't really tell what's going on over on that side of the wall because you can't get in
Yes,
there.
yes.
But you do know what's happening on your side of the wall. You know how many shipments are going. You know how the
Yes,
trucks are going. You know how frequently
that's
it is.
true. That's true.
And all of those things drive the costs on the other side. And you also can find out if they're placing emergency orders or if there's some kind of panic going on or if
And
there's
they
some
may
kind of
not
script going
realize
on.
all of those things that they're doing that makes them that unprofitable customer on the dashboard.
Not at all.
Right. So
Yeah.
you have information,
Yeah.
insights, value add in here and on your screen.
I'm kind of methodical in how I approach these kinds of things, so it's easier for me because it's kind of
I'm
my nature.
genuinely interested because
Yeah.
I think we're at a point where, I mean, I love it when I have a training session and I have two or three rookies in the room who are all very fresh and nervous and they've
Yeah.
got all these experienced people around them. And I unashamedly and truthfully say, I think you are in the most wonderful position because so much of what your colleagues have learned in the last 20 years doesn't mean terribly much. They're as much a student of the new world as you are. And you come to it with that, just like we talked about 5 minutes ago, the new guy
Yeah.
comes in with that fresh perspective. I tell him to go to buy, just like when you go to those hotels and you see the receptionist who has that trainee badge.
Yeah.
I'm always so much nicer to him or her just because I realize they're not an old hardened front
Right.
desk manager.
Right.
And I think salespeople also unashamedly should be on a mission to be proud of the fact that they are keen to learn because most customers,
Yeah.
unless they've got that real Machiavellian psychopath mentality of, I'm not here to teach you, they're happy to show you, they're happy to walk you through. And if some of our more experienced folks were just as youthful and as
Humble.
humble, that's the word,
Yeah.
that's it. So I think where we have to start, as an old boss of mine said, that if you want to teach a dog new tricks, you have to know more than the dog. And I love that line because I think many of us just don't know as much as we should do, and we do think we know more than we know. So knowing what you don't know, to quote a well-known inspirational character I've worked with, is a
Right.
good first step.
Yeah.
And then figuring out, and I cut you off there, but I think we have to devote some time a day to exercise, to meditation, to goodness of spirit, and so on and so forth. But maybe allocate a time, and it's not for me to say, but a window every day to work on developing our understanding, curiosity, learning, whether it's product, learning more about customers, learning about technology. We just can't afford to assume that we know enough to be valuable. I'm answering my own question, and I don't know if you agree with any of that.
I agree with all of that. But to build on a key point and to draw out one of the key points there, you gave me a fundamental realization that I didn't have. And to try and articulate it as best I can.
Go on.
You could be the new guy. You could have started yesterday. Yeah. This could be your first sales job.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you're going to be following behind the people that come behind you. There's an opportunity for you to be number one and to lead your entire organization into the sales, into certain areas of the sales game. Because there's certain things that have to be done today that didn't need to be done ever before.
Yeah, right.
And if you're the one that can identify that and start to do it first and start to succeed with that first, you could be number one. You could actually be the first person that goes in and says, look, I'll text me your order. I'll take it. Or you could be the first guy that says, or the first girl that, or gal that says.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million ideas.
Well, what about social media and the whole reviews on how we performed and how our customer, I mean, there you go. We talked about 10 minutes ago about helping the customer with their credit. But what about helping your customer get better reviews on social media and testimonials that they can use to build their book of business? A lot of people don't even know what I'm talking about. They may not know what you're talking about. And particularly if you're the next generation,
yeah.
This is right up your street. You can go in there and in 15 minutes make your customer all of a sudden an expert in that whole new
exactly. You
area.
Can help them get more business
there
you wasn't
go.
Already
there
getting.
Go. There you go. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you. That's
the,
your idea.
And the old dogs that came before you,
yeah.
They can't do this. Well, you'll be the first one, the most valuable.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't know about it.
But the main point I wanted to make was this.
Well, they're complacent with the...
I'm not looking for a recipe for what they could do. I think the idea is a basic understanding that you don't, just because you're just new at it, doesn't mean that you're at the bottom of the league or that you need to be in the bottom of the league. And you can take the whole concept that you could be number one, that you could be the leader, that you could have that fresh idea, that for one customer you could do something that's never been done before and nobody else would think of. You could be that person. And if you are that person, you're going to get a leg up. You're going to get an advantage. You can start, you can basically make your stock in trade this one thing that has just emerged that nobody has ever done before that you thought of. And it might be, you know, a customer saying, if only I could do this. And you say, I can do that. And then you figure out how to do it, and you do it for that customer, and another customer, and another customer. And before long, the company's saying, you know, Susan here has cracked more accounts than anybody we've ever had,
yeah.
And has brought in more business in a short time than anybody we've ever seen. And we're going to ask Susan to teach other people to do what she does. It's entirely within the realm of possibility for anyone in the sales game. And that's one of the great things about being in sales. You will always have a job in sales because somebody always needs somebody to sell something. And it's a fundamental skill. And if you're good at it, if you apply yourself to it, whether you're an organized person or a disorganized person, whether you're a social person, whether you're introverted or extroverted, there's going to be certain customers that are going to perfectly fit your personal style. And with a little bit of imagination, and not even your own imagination, if you just listen to what the customer wants and you figure out a way to give it to them, you can be number one, no matter who you are. And it's one of the greatest things about the sales game. It's one of the greatest things about sales.
In the age of Amazon, analytics is a need, not a want. We'd be delighted to show Waypoint Analytics to you and your team. Click the demo button on our website or call us directly, and we can show you how companies use analytics to boost both cash flow and profit rates.